This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Nobody more, nobody get hurt, they said. Make one wrong move, man, you wake up dead. I exercise my lyrical style instead. Yep. Order while you're dead and gone and forgotten, I said. Are I gonna come back for you? Nah, other stories, sorry, but true. Lord, if you really want them to go, nah, call yourself goddamn cold.
We're gonna make it on our own. We don't need it.
Was in a truck around the world with the rats and punks. This is for the misfit, the freaks and the runts. Fuck the motherfucker, backstabbing cunts. Rats get rough, so I know I better buckle. B-U-N-X tattooed on my knuckles. And then you make the shackles, cause I am free.
We're gonna make it on our own. We don't need anyone. Lord knows we don't need.
Yet again, how are we?
We're well, how are you?
I'm well. Will, well?
Yes, well.
Well, Will's well.
Play a fucking music, white boy!
Drop it now!
Oh! Freddy!
Oh, God. I'm excited.
Air Friday.
Air Friday.
We're here!
Oh!
It is that time again. It's the Jack Mate Show. It's Friday, 4 o'clock. How you doing, listeners? You all right?
We're well.
I'm not. How are you doing them, are you?
Yeah, other listeners.
Fair play.
Collectively.
The theme of today's show is Bring It Back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back to who?
Us.
Bring it back to us. Let's bring it back. We're going to be talking about all the golden oldies from yesteryear. And we want to know, what would you bring back from the past? So, would you bring back a fad? Would you bring back a TV show? What would you bring back? Tweet in at FUBAR Radio or at Jack with two A's and let us bloody well know. I'm actually interested. I want some interaction today, guys. Last week was a little bit sloppy on your behalf, but you can make up for it this week. So tweet in, FUBAR Radio and Jack with two A's. What have you been up to this week, Will?
Just putting the work in 24-7 to bring the fans what they want.
That is never going to be a catchphrase.
You can trademark that, mate.
Well, Tom, you've been up so much?
I went on, I don't know if you remember from last week, but I went on the stag do.
We do remember that.
Straight after the show, to Heathrow, to Dublin, I can say it now.
Cool, you live a life, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a jetpacker. Oh, is that a thing?
Globetrotter.
Globetrotter. Jetpacker. Jetpacker's a thing.
A jetpacker.
I pack jets. Anyway, I didn't ruin the surprise like I thought I did last week when I said Dublin on the show. He was listening, but he was chatting during that part.
Okay.
Thank F.
Convenient. Or maybe he was just saving face and he didn't want to let you down because you'd let him down. I don't know. How many people went?
The whole three of us went, and it was great. No, we had a great time, and we went there, got there quite late, and then the next day we're like, you know what, we're going to hit this day properly. We went down, had a fry-up, and we had a beer of a fry-up.
I
think there's some lads here, guys. And we had that, we started drinking then, we bought a plaster table, you know, we plaster things on to play beer pong on.
We bought one?
Yep, 30 quid.
Oh,
euros. And then we bought...
Tenner each? Or?
Yep, tenner each. And then we had green cups.
Nice.
Played beer pong. We went out, got pissed up. The first pub, the stag, Mr. Halsey, was drinking normally, got Jager bombs and whatnot. He was sick in his Guinness.
Oh.
Went to the toilet, came back, he drank it.
We've all been there, Halsey. What's his name?
Halsey.
Oh, that's right. We've all been there, Halsey.
Yeah, we've been there. And then later on the night, he ended up with... He went to the toilet. I was talking to another mate who happened to be out there. And then,
what do you mean happened to be out there?
It was a complete coincidence. We posted a picture saying, we're in Dublin. And then I got a message saying, are you in Dublin? And we met up.
So you posted a picture saying, we're in Dublin. And the first message you got was, are you in Dublin? Did you not just read the fucking picture,
mate?
Well. Oh, he sounds an idiot.
But then the last thing that happened was, I was talking to a friend at the bar. And then Yaren disappeared. And I was like, where are they gone? And it turned out Luke went to the toilet. He hung his shirt up, sat down on the ball and went to sleep. And then he locked the door and Yain had to pour cups of water over to wake him up.
What the fuck?
Then we went back and next day we were all very sick and we didn't do anything on the Sunday. It's nothing quite like being sick in a different country.
What's the green cups? Because you was in Ireland. That was a nice touch, that was.
Thanks, man.
What's the plaster table for? Just you could have got anything.
That's to play the game on.
Yeah, but you could have...
It's a long table.
Did you paint that green?
Didn't paint it green, no.
No? Will, have you actually been doing anything other than this?
I actually went on a protest.
Ooh. Oh!
Tell us about your dirty protest, William!
Not a dirty one, all clean here, guys. I actually went to support my friend. It's quite a serious point, actually. Okay. Sorry to bring the mood down.
Preach, no. Brother William!
He's just qualified as a junior doctor.
Oh, congratulations.
What's his name?
Adam Haig.
Adam Haig. He's the son of William.
Congratulations.
Okay. And I just went along to support him. They want doctors to work more hours for less money, which...
Is that bloody Cameron I've been hearing so much about? Cameron, F off!
Down with the Tories.
Oh, yes, please.
Some of that.
So, yeah, just went along, supported them, got along in the march. It was quite an emotive experience. By the end of it, I was fully in support of all the junior doctors. I hope you are too.
We are. Were you holding a banner?
No banners. There was a bit of like jungle kind of bass music kicking in.
That's
through.
Bizarre.
Oh, that's nice.
It's got me going.
That's a protest I want to be part of.
Shame.
Yeah. Can we? Was there any ecstasy there?
And if there was, it was medically clear to be.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations to that lad. Do you say congratulations when someone becomes a doctor?
Oh, yeah, it's taken him 7 years to do it, so if he's listening, which he probably isn't, he's probably saving lives.
Yeah. Oh, right, fair enough.
Big shout-out to Adam Haig.
Yeah, nice one.
And all
the
lives you've saved.
No, I've literally just been indoors all week. Normally I have some cool story, but I've done fuck all, to be honest with you. Filming, mainly, for the old YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, tell us a bit about that. It's Jack's Chatter.
Jack's Chatter.
It's a new channel, isn't it, Jack?
New channel, totally
or
new.
Or reborn, shall we say.
Reborn, yeah, it's a new channel, basically. I'm just going to be uploading daily. Do you hear that, guys?
Daily.
If I don't stick to it, now you can soundbite the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's daily-ish, and I'm just going to be...
Hang on, whoa.
It's changed already.
What?
Daily-ish.
I basically am going to be uploading daily. Just little rambles, little chats. Just you can come in a few if you want, Tom.
I'm planning to, actually, mate.
Yeah, I'm planning
to get involved.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Well, you know, maybe you'll get my own channel. I won't, but if I did...
Tom's just walking off from the mic there as if he's just accomplished something. Will, you want to come in one of the videos in the near future?
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm working here 24/7, but
24/7.
Don't go home.
See that sofa? That's mine.
You haven't got a home to go back to currently, though.
No, well, that's a serious point. If anyone out there in the North London area has got a spare room to give, my number is Odom.
He's got bad eczema, though, so put
them
on your sofa.
Can you send some more E45, please, man?
Please, Judith.
Oh,
if you're listening, Judith, give us a message.
I am just going to reiterate, that's a big word, tweet in at Jack with two A's, at FUBAR Radio. Genuinely want to know this week, what would you bring back from yesteryear? Can be absolutely anything. And
is it a toy? Is it a fad? Is it a band you want to listen to and now they're no longer there? Bring them back.
Yeah, it could be absolutely anything. Any plans for the weekend, Thomas?
I don't know if you know, Jack, but I'm going back to your hometown, Norwich, after this. Ooh. I'm not sure if you know that.
I wasn't aware.
Well, there you go. We're going to have a few beers. Yeah. We're going to have a few conversations.
I knew, listeners. We planned it.
And we're going to film something tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
If we're not too bloody hungover.
Oh, God. Oh, Orangina and gin for me.
Yes, please.
Oh, God. We should ask Jeff, actually, if he could sort us out a pre-drink.
Yeah, we'll see Jeff later.
That's Orangina and gin's actually on draft at the food.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, right. How do you know so much about it?
I've
never seen you and Jeff in the same room.
It's not
funny at all, but...
Oh, God. So, I just zoned out. So. I literally just zoned out. So, that's about it, I think.
Well, last week, we were at the pub quiz, and I heard from Jeff via Medium...
Where are you going with this?
...that you got a little bit bitchy.
A bit of a sourpuss.
I don't know if I did, though. I don't want to play.
Jack...
I don't want to play.
Jack,
put zero.
So that was you last week. Yeah.
You love that, don't you? Bringing stuff back.
Well, I do, because me and Tom were speaking over Skype and we weren't happy with your behaviour.
Nah, I'm going to hold my hands up, guys. I was wrong.
Yeah. Have you got something to say on the matter?
Well, do you know what? I have. Normally, I can be a bit of a stubborn little bastard and... I think I have just got a bit of an apology to make.
Okay.
So this is an official.
If you've got anything that can back me up on this, a little bit of music or something, because I do feel a bit... I'm going to read this straight from script.
Okay,
I'm sorry about this, guys. So here we go.
It's just what you call a bit of a press conference.
No, it's a formal public apology. So.
In front of press, though.
Yeah.
To make this work, it's in front of press.
You need to tell me about this, guys.
Well, we told you about it in the pub. Okay. This is a public apology in front of press. And...
Should we let the press in?
Come on, press.
Are they in already? Press. How many of them is there?
Oh, hang on, I got a lot of cameras. Oh.
More than the stag.
I don't want any pictures taken yet. This is embarrassing for me. This is embarrassing. Can I start my apology?
Yeah, start.
Yeah, well, some music would be nice.
I haven't got it.
You ain't got REM.
No.
Oh. Do you want some?
No, we're doing this. Just do your speech.
Okay, right. You ready for this, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so they say it takes a big man to stand up and be counted. Well, forget counting, because that's for kids and math geeks. I say it takes a bigger man to stand up and be sorry. And Will, I am sorry. Last week, I admit, I made a mistake. Last week, I let you down. And it's a shame Jeff can't be here right now. But Jeff, if it is quiet at the FUBAR, and for some reason, you've managed to find out that the internet exists and have stumbled upon this show, I'm sorry, sir. Last week, I was childish. I was immature. I was a loser, much like Norris.
Yeah.
During the pub quiz, I threw many a toy out of my metaphorical pram as I argued to the death that Middlesbrough FC's ground, the Riverside Stadium, was closer to a river than Fulham's Craven Cottage. I was wrong. I thought my football knowledge was up to scratch, but unfortunately, it sucks hard, much like Norris.
Come on.
I feel like I've not only been an embarrassment to myself, my family, my girlfriend, and most importantly, my producer, Will. And Dad, I know I've never made you proud, and I know this has let you down tenfold, but please take solace in the fact I have never lied to you, ever, much like Norris and the 300 girls. I have let down the entire team here at FUBAR, and for that, I'm sorry. Despite what the name may suggest, Craven Cottage is indeed closer to a river than the Riverside Stadium. So to summarise, I am deeply, deeply sorry for my actions last week and have to admit, I was silly, I was stupid, I was wrong. However, I wasn't ugly, much like Norris. Thank you very much.
Got any questions from the press there? Any questions?
Jack, come here.
Yeah.
George from the Sun.
Yeah,
do you think the reason you got so sulky was because you're losing 2-0 on the quiz now to Nozza, who scored those amazing goals from Melbourne Youth?
I refuse to answer that. Next question, please.
Will from Dinosaur Weekly. Hello. Why are you such a prick?
You okay. Thought of the name Will. You called yourself Will for Dinosaur Weekly. Come on, imagination boy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, go to a song. I've had enough questions already.
What do you want to play?
I don't know. Tom, you can choose it, mate.
Oasis, The Importance of Being Idle.
I'm very good at that. Soul in the summertime. I don't know the lyrics, evidently. Please keep tweeting in, guys, at Fubar Radio, at Jack with two A's. Let us know, what would you bring back from yesteryear? What'd you bring back? Like, gold cornflakes or something? I don't know.
Gold cornflakes? You could do. Maybe.
Maybe. If they were a thing, that would be a feasible option for you to bring back. Keep bloody tweeting in, you little tweeters. Will I bring it back, week? Tom?
Yep.
Introduce the section, please.
This section is where me and Jack are going to have a little little argument. Not arguments. We're basically going to plead to Will our cases toward bringing back certain items. It's kind of like Room 101, but like reversed.
Anti-Room 101.
Yeah, it's like
Room 010, maybe.
Yeah, or like...
Binary.
Room LOL.
Okay, yeah. You sounded really nervous.
Yeah, that goes rank.
That's live.
That'll be on there. And so basically, we've got Scott's a few topics we're going to talk about, and then Will's going to decide who wins.
So it's almost like a Dragon's Den, in a way.
When William is Duncan Banatar, Duncan Meaden. He's a cross between the two.
Yeah, Will Meaden.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to achieve it.
So you understand the concept, Will?
Well, yeah, because I've been working on the feature non-stop. So,
okay.
Have you made a little lie then?
Go on.
Bring it back.
There
you go.
Lovely little bit of singing in the background.
What should we start with? Food?
Start with food.
All right, then. After you, sir.
No, you begin, sir.
Okay.
I must insist.
What do you want to see brought back from the world of food?
I should just say I'm going to be reading this from a script because this is a pitch, okay? And I wrote this on the train on the way in. I've not learnt it yet.
That's
so
fine.
This is coming straight from the A4.
You didn't have to say that. It's radio, so...
Okay, but they can hear that.
All right, Russell. All right. Go on.
Oh, God. Are we doing music for this?
No.
Okay. Right. Let me put this to you, Will.
Yes.
Right? You're a strong lad. Look at you. Luscious hair. Beautiful teeth. You're super strong, all right? And do you know what this is down to?
No.
Milk cartons at school. Every Friday... The school boffin would get the privilege of bringing round a tray of milk cartons and a packet of bloody raisins, wouldn't he? Remember how hard those first days were at school?
Yeah.
Made easier by the milk and raisins, weren't they?
I didn't have raisins.
Well, some people did. So, as I said, those days were a real struggle, but thankfully the gods above allowed these hellish days to be broken up with milk and raisins, and I think it's also a reason to why so many kids are fat these days.
Why?
Because you don't have milk and raisins, they have... cookies and chocolate and shit.
What, at school they bring around chocolate and cookies?
No, because they don't bring around the milk and raisins.
Oh, they go home.
They're looking for something else.
They're looking for other substance.
Something to
yeah.
fill the void.
Yeah. Where's my milk?
See, they need the milk and raisins.
I haven't got the raisins. I'll probably have chocolate coated raisins instead.
Like that. Yeah,
okay. So that's what I reckon we should bring back. So
well, now it's my go, is it? The rock and roll pitch, is it? Well, my idea, actually, I tip my hat to a guy called Kit from the Wimps Consortium. Don't need to explain what that is, but it's a thing. And I'm going to bring back... I'm usually a savoury kind of guy. I enjoy a bakery.
Mm.
I like a sausage roll. I like a slice of beans.
Yeah. Well, we've got some of these, if you want.
Oh, well, I'm good for muffins.
Michael Payne has given the show some blueberry muffins, so...
As I said, I'm a savoury guy, but one sweet that I do miss
Go on.
Is ice cream Chewits. Do you remember those Chewits? Taste like ice cream?
Yes.
Heavenly. What, do you remember them?
What other flavour of Chewits were there?
There was pink. No, there was strawberry and there was probably orange.
Is it like a fruit cocktail one
But I think you're thinking of something different.
I've never heard of these.
But yeah,
Chewits?
I've had a Chewits, like orange ones, but not ice cream flavour.
The advert was the big dinosaur with roller skates on. And,
I like to chew it, chew it.
There you go.
There we go.
You're helping me out here, mate. Yeah. And then, yeah, the ice cream Chewits, I just think it's like an original flavour, and then Monster Munch tried to copy. Do ice cream like vanilla flavoured Monster Munch, it would turn your tongue blue.
No.
Yeah, rank, honestly. I'm not lying.
They weren't vanilla flavoured, the blue ones.
What were they? What were they then?
They were just...
What were they then?
Just,
no, go on, what were they then? What were they then? No, that's fair, that's cool. Pick an onion, and that's the normal ones.
Right,
anyway,
on.
That's my pitch. Ice cream Chewits, it tastes... is original, it's tasty, it made me want to have more. What do you reckon, Will?
What benefits does this have on children? Which we... children are our future, we need
I
to...
never got milk at my school.
Well, and of course, Jamie Oliver's been in the news this week promoting the amount of sugar in food should be more highlighted, so I think for health benefits, I'm going to have to go with Jack, mate.
Yes, get it!
So, Jack, you'll be...
Milk for kids everywhere. So if you're listening and you're a kid, you will be getting milk through your little mouths.
I thought you just said milk for kids.
Moving on.
Ooh, that's for next week's segment.
Moving on.
Okay, Tom, I want you to begin on this one. And the option now is the bloody telly shows.
Well, we all like telly, sure.
We do. We love a telly.
Anyway, my show is a kids' TV show that used to be in the mornings, just before we were going to school.
Yeah.
I think it was before in the mornings. That could be in the afternoon. Doesn't matter.
Nope.
It was the show 50-50.
Ooh, afternoons.
Two schools against one another, dressed in blue and red.
Yeah.
And they'd be sitting there with numbers on. No, not
blue and yellow, mate.
Blue and yellow, mate.
Blue and yellow, blue and yellow. apologies. So it's blue and yellow. They have numbers on the chest and they shout, number 7 and number 8.
And then they run come, down.
They run down.
Now you've got to get the look in as well.
Oh, jeez. There you go. I should try and mime looking. They're going to get that, Will.
Yeah, well, I'm just describing
it. But they didn't always do that, did they? They proper looked. Am I that number? That's your only number you've been given. You know that number.
How often does Duncan Bannatyne interrupt when the pitch?
Sorry,
the
I'm pitch just already
no,
picking floors.
Not you, mate.
Got your fucking lot, mate, so carry on.
That's actually
that's
pretty
good. That's decent, yeah.
You're all right, you. Anyway, so I'm saying, I think, and as well, I always enjoyed the no conferring. Which is something that no one ever heard of before, that word, until that program. It made it popular. Everyone was saying it in the street. And then I was always just thinking, you watch it, and you're like, you see the kids, they run down there all full of beans, and you think, you see a couple of kids, you know, which probably were the loser kids, and they run down, and they're like, oh no, and they run down, they do something real sporty, and they absolutely fuck it up. And you know inside, they're full of dread, and they go back home, and they go back to the schools, and they're like, why did you lose that one? And he's like, oh, but we were only going to win books, but the bully kids are pretending they like books. They're like, oh, yeah, but we could have got Where's Wally? We could have got another Where's Wally book, you plonker!
So what 50-50 is this scenario?
This is just 50-50.
You got 50-50 back.
What possibly could have happened afterwards?
That's the spin-off show, isn't it?
Numbers required. 4, 5, 23, 14, and 10.
I just love how you couldn't think of enough numbers there. So. My show, anyway, so that's your... Have you done there?
I'm done.
Okay. My show are the Chuckle Brothers, right? Because there's nothing to say here, Will, apart from... you know yourself, mate. You can't get a better pair of men than Barry and Paul Chuckle, yeah? So, you can't. You can't beat them. To me, to you, get the ladders, Barry. All that. It was just a thing of beauty, wasn't it? What?
I enjoy you saying get the ladders, Barry. It makes me happy.
Get the ladders, Barry. If you don't want the Chuckle Brothers brought back, not only are you wrong, but you're a fraud. Yeah, and you shouldn't be in this country. So do it for the greater good of the United Kingdom and Wacko, Bazza and Paul back on the tellies.
Well, I was with you on the first point of promoting healthy foods for children, but you're kind of shoving it down my throat a bit, Jack, now. Oh. So it's 1-1. Oh, Tom's back in the game.
I love Bradley, isn't it? Bring it on back now.
How do you know it's Bradley?
Because it is Bradley. I've seen the video.
No, it is Bradley, mate.
What, you know the names of the people in Steps?
It's not Steps, that's Club 7, mate. Oh, I bet you're blushing, aren't you?
Oh, you're embarrassed?
Oh, God.
We've got a pub quiz coming later. Maybe there's a few... round 3.
Well, I've fucked that again, haven't I? Right, what are we doing with
back
toys?
Back to you, it's toys.
Toys. Oh, this one is something that means a lot to me, Will.
Good luck, mate. It's 1-1, isn't it?
And,
1-1.
You know you were talking about your doctor friend. You know you were talking about your doctor answer? Thank you. You were talking about your doctor friend. Well, this should hit you right in the...
You're tugging at my heartstrings.
Yeah, tugging at your heartstrings.
Right in the feels.
Yeah, so I'm not... These aren't dirty tactics. These are just...
That's cool, mate. I'm the rock and roll guy.
Right, toys. Toys in general should be bought... Toys should be brought back. I'm doing a Tom. I can't speak. I actually briefed on kids being fat these days, which is never good. Am I right, Will?
You're right.
Yeah. There's also a lot more surviving. Back in the day, when a kid was a kid, you'd have like a 40% chance of making it to your teens, wouldn't you? It was hard back then. But now, yeah, you said, like, Will, Tom, you've both survived that, I don't know how. Every little fat kid and his mate are surviving. What happened to Survivor of the Fittest? I'm asking a question.
Okay, well, I don't know, Jack. What happened to Survival of the Fittest?
This, I don't know. See, that's a metaphorical...
It's rhetorical question.
That's the word. Am I flopping?
No, you're right. You keep going, mate.
Anyway, we should bring back toys and cereal just because they would be choking hazards for the fat kids if they eat it too fast. And we should only put the toys and cereal in the unhealthy cereal, so the healthy kids, they ain't getting a risk. Do you know what I mean? They're just strutting about eating the cereal, going to school feeling all grand, where the fat kids, they're swallowing. Do you know what I mean? If they eat like a pig, then that'll be their own undoing.
So bran flakes, fine.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Frosties.
Basically,
to
sum it up, if they eat like a pig, that'll be their own undoing, yeah? They'll choke, resulting in less overweight children, bringing the national obesity levels down and saving money on the NHS. So, Will, it's totally up to you. You can bring back Pogs or whatever the fuck he's going to say, because I've seen his sheet, or save the national health system. Thank you.
Can I just say...
See you next week, guys.
Walking contradiction, because he's gone from saying he wants milk to promote healthy children, and then he wants to kill children in the end.
Well, no, he's not in the studio. He's a bit of a twat. Oh, all right, mate.
I came back just in time to hear that.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do my one now. No interruptions, please.
Final round.
When kids were kids, basically, I want to bring back Pogs. I don't know if you were you a big fan of Pogs back in the day, William.
Just remind me or to some of the listeners at home what Pogs are.
They were the little round discs that you would have, and then have pictures on, fun pictures of the Pog Man doing things. And you'd have a slammer, and the aim of the game was you throw the slammer at it, and if you flip the Pogs over, you win the Pogs. Mm. Basically, I think the reason why Pogs was such a great game was because it was a game you collected them and you actually knew how to play it. Unlike Pokemon cards, you'd be like collecting, like, no one knew how to fuck
never
to play Pokemon cards.
Fucking slag off Pokemon.
But did you ever play the game?
Yeah.
They actually play Pokemon cards?
No, I
the
didn't.
Game?
Yeah,
the,
I did.
With the cards?
What, and you used the energies?
You bet you love the fucking energy card, didn't you, Will?
I bet you like the fucking brown energies as well.
There's something wrong with the brown energy, man.
But anyway, Pogs is a sociable game. You gather them and play. And also, when you carry them around, you carry them in the big spherical tube, which I think was quite fun. Hmm. And I thought, you know, the Pog was the cool version of Captain Caveman. It looked exactly the same, but it was a bit cooler. I had a towel before when I was younger of him on a surfboard. Oh. And because of that, because of my towel of the Pog Man surfing, I want to bring Pogs back.
Well, we have come to the end of this section.
It's either dead kids or it's Pogs, Will. You're basically dead kids or Pogs.
Think of your Dr. Mate. What would he choose, eh?
This week's winner is Jackmate!
Oh! Yeah! Oh, God!
Is this because he went soak again? Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
One?
I can't have a repeat of that last week.
Well, don't give me the title and then take it back.
No, you've got it, mate. You deserved it.
No,
three passionate answers.
No, that's not. Thank you for that.
It's all right.
That means a lot to me.
I'm sure it does.
Kids in glass houses!
Heartbreaker!
Please. Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker, mate.
Three fragile little houses of theirs, wasn't it? Tom, you chose that one.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you realise, guys, but we're picking bands that have broken up, sadly. That's and it's the Bring It Back.
I didn't actually realise that. I've just been picking, but strangely, they all work.
Ooh, what a coinky dude.
Yeah, I fucking realised, didn't
I? Yeah,
I spent
know.
Ages.
You're just being silly.
I was being wacky is what I would call.
You maverick.
It's that time of the week where I do the rants and then I do...
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Just weekly rants.
You jumped up, little
prick.
Hate that.
It's really catchy.
Oh god.
And punky.
Got a few tweets. Eve says she's excited for Ben Cook. Did we? Have we even mentioned Ben Cook yet?
I didn't mention him.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam's out there vigorously tweeting away.
Oh, God, yeah, we've got Ben Cook coming up, and Eve is very excited for that. Paul Clark says, "Hi, boys, great show. I would bring back Saturday morning cartoons such as Thundercats and Turtles."
Ooh. Turtles, definitely.
Turtles?
I was a big fan of them. Big fan of those guys, especially Raphael.
Why? No, Teenage Mutant. I don't think that's a show you should ever short on, isn't it? That's an iconic name. Don't call it Turtles.
Calling
the Chuckle Brothers the Brothers. What are we talking about?
Turtles is much. Yeah, there's not many shows about Turtles. Brothers Grimm.
What? Would you call the Queen's nose? Nose? Oh, yeah, you see the nose last night?
Earlier on, this is weird you say that, honestly. I was on the train, I thought, well, that's something weird. Picked up, and it was 50p, and I thought, could it be?
You actually thought that was
I did, for a second, should I rub the nose?
And did you?
Didn't rub the nose, I just bought a can of Coke.
Oh, you took the 50p then?
Say as if I stole it. I found the 50p, I picked it up, and all day I'll have some pop.
Nah.
Maybe.
It's that time when I do the rants. Tom's going to do the rants too.
You're going to start though, Jack.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
You dropped that one on me. Right, guys. I'm going to just admit this, right? Sometimes YouTube is a little bit plastic. Some of the things you see on YouTube aren't always real. Some of the things I rant about. Yeah, I know. Oh, guys.
You mean it?
Guys, can someone pick Will up off the floor?
I can't breathe.
Will, are you there? Will, we've got Ben Cook on later.
I love Ben Cook.
Yeah, well, get up then. Sorry, you sound just like Jess, little kid.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, you thought it was Johnny, didn't you? Oh, God. So, yeah, I'm talking about... today, as I was saying, a lot of things are plastic. This genuinely really, really annoyed me. I was telling you about this in the pub, wasn't I, Tom?
Yes, you were.
Will, you haven't heard this,
okay,
right? Do you know what? I'm not even going to look at the papers because I know it, because it pissed me off that much.
Come on!
There was this American girl. I've got nothing against Americans, I should just point out. My manager's actually American, Jeremy Forsberg. Shout out. There was this American girl on the train on the way home after the show last Friday. She must have been sitting about 6 or 7 seats away from me. She wasn't near me. And when I got on, she was on her phone. I thought, fair enough, people go on their phone when they're on the train. I mean, I do.
I think we all do.
Yeah, it's the dumb thing, isn't it? Yeah, when you commute, you want to kill time, get a few phone calls in.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there, she's on her phone. I walk on, I sit down, I look at her. I already don't like her because she's got, ridiculously painted hair, all different colours. And she goes on her phone. First of all, she's like, oh, my God, Samantha, I have not spoken to you in forever. And it's like, and you're picking now, are you? You're picking now at that volume. Turn it down, please, your cock end. And then she fucking, what?
Just like cock end.
That's a good word. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed it.
Anyway, right? I kept doing that thing where I have an argument within my own head where I'm like, I'll move in a minute. No, do you know what? She'll probably shut up. I'll give it 10. And then when it gets to 10, you think, I'll give it another 10. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that went on for about an hour. She was speaking on her phone for the whole hour. And then... it wasn't just me thinking this. You could tell people were looking at her going, yeah, we all know she's a cunt. Colossal cunt. Collective thought of the day. And anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, the cunt. I said too many cunt. I'm still saying cunt. So she stopped after about an hour, and there was like a breath of fresh air throughout the carriage. We thought, oh, good, she stopped. 10 minutes later, oh my God, Becky, I cut out there. I lost signal. I tried to call you like 19 times. Mate. Did I want to say something? But because, the only reason I didn't is because I'm so British. Oh, and I can tell you a story about her. She went, why did I say Becky? She was talking to Sam, weren't she? She was talking to Samantha.
Samantha, yeah.
She genuinely said this. Samantha, Darren is so crazy. You know he went to buy the red wine for Pixie. Pixie's an actual name that people are using now. he went to buy the red wine for Pixie. He got white wine. She doesn't even drink white wine.
Plunker!
But it doesn't matter because he's got that new job at the Apple Store. Store in Chapperfield in Norwich. She was giving out proper details. It's annoying.
But credit card fraud could be going on there.
Yeah, I know. And the funny thing is, right, I genuinely know a guy called Darren who's just now got a job at the Apple Store. She was clearly talking about him. So when I see him, I'm going to be like, oh, Darren, you and the wine sitch. Oh, God. And then when I got off, I was sort of walking off with this old man. He was walking off at the same time. And I looked at him and went, I sort of pointed at her as if to say, cool, what a cunt. And he went, cool. And we just knew. We just knew she was a cop.
That was it, mutual agreement.
Yeah.
But I cut in a way, like, if you're bored, I mean, were you listening to music? You didn't have headphones,
did
you? I
forgot my headphones.
So, do you not kind of see it as a bit of entertainment? No? You're a half empty kind of guy, aren't you? I would be like, My little podcast. No one else is hearing it.
Knobcast.
My little knobcast. Yeah.
No, it would have been all right if she'd have spoken at a normal level, but that she spoke at a fucking level that Dom Jolly would have been proud of.
What a reference.
Mm. Great reference.
Mm. Well, that seems...
Bring that back.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd love to say that.
Even my rants are tied in with the theme. So, Thomas, what's annoyed you, mate?
It's not happened recently, but I mean, if I arc back into my past, but just certain... when you get siblings who are just a little bit too close, I mean, I'm fine with families getting on. That's great. I mean, that's just what they're supposed to happen. But when the brothers and sisters, just a bit too friendly. I mean, I've been around ones that they're just like, oh, I haven't seen you for like a day. And, oh, how are you doing? A big cuddle. And then sitting down in a group and the girl's sitting on the guy's lap. As if that's not...
Weird, man.
That's not... If my sister sat on my lap, what the fuck are you doing? I'll push her on the floor. And then I'll tell my brother and he'll come in and we'll both kick her.
Nah, we wouldn't do that.
We might do. Kate, if you're listening.
Even if my sister brushed up against me, I'd be like, I've now got AIDS. I would hate it.
Yeah, I mean, hugging is just... I mean, my family's not an overly huggy family, but...
Tom, I don't mean to interrupt you while you're doing your rant, but can I quickly just tell you a story, Will, based on Tom and the brother and sister? This isn't bad, I promise you, don't worry. We're basically, about a year and a half ago, Tom came to mine, and I was stalking this girl that I quite liked at the time.
Stalking on
Facebook.
Oh, you were stalking.
And I went onto her page, and Tom was behind me, just peering over, and I was like, Tom, do you reckon she's got a boyfriend? And Tom was stood behind, and bear in mind, I didn't really know Tom that well at the time, and Tom looked in, and because her cover photo was her with a boy's arm around her, basically.
Yeah.
And Tom, can I say what you said?
I think I know. Yeah, go on.
Tom just peered in and went, yeah, she does look like her cunt would stink of his cock.
So, Mum, are you listening? That's the kind of... I don't usually use that kind of language. I was just showing off to Jack. Anyway, back to Mum.
The reason I bring that up is because it later turned out to be her brother. So,
but weirdly...
Yes, it did.
But yeah, that's just basically... I mean, all it was you get brothers and sisters and they're just a bit too cuddly and you're like, that's weird. I even know someone who won't be named who said, my perfect type would be... Well, basically be my brother. But he wasn't my brother. That's weird.
I've got that. Some people that... friends from the Birmingham... Well, not friends. I don't know. Fuck them. and it's profile pictures all the time. Yeah. Like, they're almost like riding up each other. Yeah. It's a bit weird, man.
It's just bizarre. I just don't understand it. I mean...
I don't like it.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm with you on that one. And my last rant of the day, because I've got two today, Will.
Go on, mate. Fire away. Oh, hang on. Let me just have a little reload.
Yeah, go on. Reload it. There we go. Oh, when the shit goes down.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh. I don't like people who think that cars are cool. Anyone in this room think cars are cool?
Well, I drive a Vauxhall Sephira, so answers the question.
No, I don't.
These boys that are just shouting. Like, who puts their profile picture on Facebook as their car? Do you know what I mean?
Completely agree.
And then they'll be like, yeah, I just got the new GTI XZ4 with a 4-litre turbo engine that goes 7 horsepower to the gallon. Shut up! Yeah. What are you talking about? You got a car with 4 wheels. I don't like it. And then they get a massive exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make up for what they're lacking downstairs, I reckon.
It's a bit like GTA, actually.
Oh, GTI. Huh? Go on, Tom. You feel like you want to say something?
No, I was wondering what that reference was from William.
And then these are the kind of boys that do donuts in Asda car park at 2 in the morning to impress their latest 15-year-old that just pulled at the local skate park. You're not cool. You're not impressing anyone. Just fucking piss off.
Yeah, my local village, there's a kebab van in the middle of it. And that was the hub, that was the hub of the attention, and there'd be all the cars parked in the car park there. And you'd walk past it, and I'd be like, me and my mates would just hang out around each other's houses in the warmth, playing a bit of FIFA or something like that. Then there'll be just guys in the cars giving you dirty looks, like, why are you hating on me? I'm just walking past you with my legs.
Yeah.
You got your lovely little car there. You enjoy that, and you're the 13-year-old girlfriend.
I don't even understand what people mean when they say they have a five door.
That's a boot. It's the boot.
Never
counts.
Have I seen a car with five doors.
Boot.
I know they're referring to a boot, but how is that a door? Who's going, nah, that's all right, Sean, leave the passenger seat free, mate, I'll jump in the boot.
It's a door for the hostage.
Nah, you've got four doors and a luggage flap. It's not a door.
Well, I like luggage flap.
Yeah, thank you. That's me done on cars.
Yeah, very nice. I totally agree with you today, boys.
Thank you.
It's a good little turnout today. You want a little song?
William, I would love a little song, please.
Oh, you got another one?
Nah, we'll save it for another week.
Oh, all right then. King Blues, please, Will, with Headbutt.
Gus Widge and Kiss.
She had a scream that rattled the seeds inside the apple. When she engaged a gaggle, traveled just a battle. She gave the girl screw face and the men crooked neck. When she walked by my place, I heard a string quartet. Asthmatics lose their breath, the traffic will get
The smokers lives get lit, or they drop cigarettes. Kids fall into the decks, cause they don't watch their steps. And when they want the floor, they draw out one of their sketch. She says that life is like a jungle and not like a zoo. Participate, don't sweat, they become the few. Man, if Scarface said it, it's just got to be true. So this world right here, this world is for you. I said to all my mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 And when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. Staring up at the ceiling, nurse's face disbelieving. Scabbard on Ari's, organs taking lotteries. Holds it up like a trophy, that heart belongs to Sophie. Stars and species of me, zombies individually. So now I bite the bullet, I try to chew right through it. Lost my teeth to the gums, I got to see what I become. There is danger ahead, with a mouth full of lead. But when I fly, it gets harder to deny. So I stood on the shore, trying to blow the clouds away. Fly back into the sky, made out of paper mache. The sparkles from the moon bounce on top of the waves, like they knew it was the last song ever to be played. Said to all my mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. She was out high on the stage, just dancing it, feeding fire like God himself had demanded it. Like he personally asked and commanded it. Heaven's pipe, but thanks to her, they're still climbing it. She made the sinners blessed by the way that she dressed. Striptease and fire breathing, dancing burlesque, producing beads of cold sweat on men's foreheads. She says, welcome to the city of the suffragettes. And if you step out with me, you better step correct. Said to all my mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. Said to all her mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 Yeah, when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 And when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, when she kissed me, it felt like a bloody headbutt. Itch from King Blues. Oh, he could just say King Blues rather than say his actual name. Thought I saw Itch once in the street. Went up to him. Wasn't Itch. So that's a great story.
It was Scratch.
Oh,
I made a bloody joke on the
more
radio
of this
show
for the next hour and 15. FUBAR Radio. Yeah, remember to keep tweeting in. Let us know, what would you bring back from yesteryear. I love that word, yesteryear.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yesteryear. Let us know. Tweet in at FUBAR Radio, at Jack. And where's Will fucked off to?
Well, he's gone. There's another bloody note on the desk.
Do you know what? This is becoming a bit of a regular thing, and I don't like it.
Well, it makes me feel nervous and on edge.
Yeah, we've got lovely Laura out there, who's a producer for other shows, and I'm sort of thinking about bringing her in.
Yeah, and it's her birthday tomorrow.
Can I tell you something?
We could give her a new present.
Oh, happy birthday, Laura.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Go on.
Can I just say something while Will's out the room?
Yeah, say it, mate.
I think I like him.
Really?
Yeah.
See, when I first met him, I thought, he's a massive dork.
Yeah.
But then after a while, he always puts his hand on me too much.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm a bit jealous.
Look, but like, literally, he goes, like, puts his arm around and he puts like, squeezing my shoulder
does
blade.
Does he? Yeah.
And he's like, I wish you were a wasp. I don't know what that means, but he keeps saying, I wish you were a wasp.
That's kind of why I like him, because he's mysterious.
He is
like
mysterious.
That.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of...
Let's go find him, shall
let's
we?
Go. Oh, let's go. Oh, let's open this door.
Oh, that's quick.
Oh, God, all the locals are here.
Hello.
There's Drunken Duncan.
Oh, it's you from the press. You're a prick. Oh, God.
Evening, lads.
Hello, Jeff. It just rhymed. That's the only reason. Hello.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, not bad.
Been
you?
A while, been a while, been a while. How are you?
It's been a week.
Yeah. Been a week, been a
Seven
while.
7 days.
Yeah.
Can I get you a drink first things first?
Yes,
please, sir.
What would you like, Tom?
It's rocket fuel. There you go. Thank you very much. Oh, there you go.
And for you, Jack, mate.
Have you got any Thames water just on draft? Water from the Thames?
Preferably with some cooling
tea. There you go.
Thank you.
It's a bit cloudy.
Oh, sorry. Pull that out. I fucked that up. Go on. You pulled that out?
Yeah.
Can I have lemon-flavoured Thames water?
Ooh.
Yeah?
Oh, thank you.
Thames water tops.
Oh, exactly what I wanted as well.
Right, cut the shit. I've heard you've been doing Bring It Back is the topic for this week.
We have been,
Jeff,
back.
Thank you.
Is that correct? So I've composed a little quiz because you're two of my favourite customers in the whole wide
world. Can I stop you there, Jeff? I was just thinking if anyone at home is listening and they want to join in the quiz, join in.
Why not do that this week? That's a good shout, Tom, actually. Very good shout.
You know, we're playing this quiz. We're having a good time, but at home they're like, oh, come on.
If you're listening on your phone, go to the notes page and start jotting down these...
some answers.
You can write it where you want, really.
Yeah, write it on the wall. Get a permanent marker right on your mum's favourite wall.
I've just had a brilliant idea, actually. Do it on the notes page. Send us your screenshot as soon as the quiz finishes, so before you know the answers. Don't bother Googling. That takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it? No one likes
a
clever Googler.
Why are you cheating?
Come on, Jesus. So do that. Get involved. It's a pub quiz with my main man, Jeff.
Cheers, guys. So we'll start with question number one. Great place to start.
The brilliant place.
Can you name all three male members from the pop group S Club 7?
Oh, my word.
You couldn't write it.
No, you couldn't.
I did.
That's nice.
Is the food all right over there? Right. Oh, no worries.
Hey, shit.
Out of tuna. This is cod.
Out
of tuna.
So we'll sort those customers out. Question number
two.
He's getting rowdy, Jeff.
He's in here all the time. You've got to give these people a home sometimes.
Question two.
In Pokemon, what did Diglett evolve into?
Ooh. He's got a spade in his head.
I know it.
And there's three of them.
No.
Oh,
there's a clue there.
Well, it's not a clue.
It is.
No, it's not. It's not.
I've got it. Don't worry about it. Go on.
Question number three. This may saw the end of production of the most iconic pair of football boots the world has ever seen. The Adidas Predator. But can you two lovely looking boys.
Thank you.
Tell me the year the first Predators were released.
That's a bastard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've written something down.
Yeah, I've written something.
I wonder what the listeners are writing down. Keep writing them down.
Question number four. Can you name Art Attack's Neil Buchanan's molded sidekick?
Oh. Ooh, Pellegrini, isn't it?
Great banter.
You look so much like Alan Partridge when you just said that.
Great banter.
That's great banter.
How are you finding the quiz so far, all right?
Yeah.
We're motoring along today.
Yeah, go on. Numero five, please, Jeffy.
What was the original name of Starbursts? The fruity-based...
I was thinking about this yesterday.
You almost read my mind.
Listen to him sucking up. I was thinking about this yesterday, Jeff.
How's it sucking up? It's just a coincidence.
No. Oh, you're talking about 50 Queen's Nose. I had a 50 earlier, Jeff.
Jeff just gets me.
We're halfway through. We're moving to question number six.
Well, Jeff, I know we're halfway through, mate, but we didn't ask. How you been this week,
mate? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been very well. No, I'm fine. Obviously, sometimes the food orders don't come in and the wife leaves, but you know, you just get through it at the end of the day, don't you?
Okay. What, do you rely on food orders to put the profit up?
No, I just rely on food orders to make food. That's the end of the day. It's the bottom line. But when the wife leaves...
Jeff, where are you from?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, Jeff.
Question number six. What? Who presented Golden Balls on ITV1?
Oh, my friend Will loves this fucking show. He always tweets about it.
Oh, listen. I watched Golden Balls first season.
How
many questions does this consist of?
45.
Okay, nice.
Only joking, there's only 10. Three left to go. One thing has been brought back this year. It's bloody Star Wars.
Yes.
But can you tell me what year the first film came out? So that's episode four.
That's tricky.
First film.
That was Phantom of the Menace. No, that wasn't the first.
It was Dennis of the Menace.
It was Empire Strikes Back, wasn't it, Will?
I'm just looking at my colleague in the wine cooler.
Oh, what does he want?
Is it Phantom Menace?
It's not, is it? Phantom Menace.
Fourth film.
The fourth film is Phantom Menace, but it wasn't the first one released.
New Hope.
New Hope, was
a
it?
New Hope.
Oh, shout out to that man in the wine cooler.
Yeah. Can you get out of there, please? Yeah. Take your dick out of that bottle.
No, I'm not drinking it ever again.
How are your kids, Jeff?
I heard Jimmy's been a bit naughty recently. I've seen.
Well, we had parents' evening this
has
week.
Has he not been playing that Grand Theft Auto game quite a bit?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with that kind
of thing. He said it was just a simulation game, so I said, if it's real life.
Yeah, listen to Marilyn Manson and stuff like that, you know. Yeah.
What's wrong with Marilyn? Marilyn Monroe?
Manson.
Nah.
What's the difference?
Nah.
Oh.
Similar lipstick.
Question 8. Remember when MySpace was a thing, lads? Yeah. I sure do.
I do, mate.
What was the name of your first friend when you signed up?
Oh, fuck! Oh. What was his name? What was his name?
Keep going.
Do you know it, Tom?
Yes, I do know it.
Oh, God, I'm going to come... Do you mind if I come back to that, Jeff?
You certainly do. Come back whenever you like.
Oh, thank you. I come back every week.
Question 9.
We'll definitely be back next week. Go on.
Unless anything... happens.
What would happen, Jack?
Nothing would happen.
It's a nice street.
Nothing would happen.
Lovely little...
Lovely
I've lived
area.
Here all my life. I couldn't imagine...
All your life. Yeah. Go on.
How old are you?
63.
63?
Really?
63.
So I've still got plenty of years left.
Yeah. Loads.
Couple?
Loads.
Go Question on. 9. What was the amount of money you could win in a bag of Walker's crisps? Do you remember that promotion?
Yeah, but sometimes you got two notes in the same one, so that doubles the thing. Yeah, if you got lucky.
Did you ever?
Yeah, all right, smart arse.
Did you ever win?
Nah, I won like a fiver. I thought I was the nuts. Did you ever win?
No, my brother won the iPod from doing that thing.
What?
There used to be one about that. You text a number, you can win an iPod. He stayed up till 3 a.m. Did it won. So he's laughing.
So he said, why did it matter what time?
Because every 15 minutes you could win one. I think it was. So if no one, it was a quiet time.
Oh, nice.
Life hack from NASA.
The final question. Family Guy got cancelled once, but they bought it back.
They got cancelled a few times, Jeff.
They brought it back. But can you tell me the name of the brewery where Peter Griffin works?
What?
Where does he work?
I know where he drinks.
Well, I'm not asking that.
Can we have that question instead?
No, because I haven't read that question.
You
dumb shit.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, are you all done there? Are we going to go through some answers now?
Yes, please.
I mean, what?
For everyone at home, if you guys have got a green pen and a red pen for some ticks and some crosses, that will be much appreciated.
Can I just read a quick tweet?
Are you Googling?
Yeah, go on.
No, I'm not, mate. I'm on Twitter. Look. Kalan Saron says... I know that was a terrible pronunciation. Says, the best game show ever was Jungle Run. And that is one hell of a shout. Remember that?
Was that on CITV?
It was, indeed.
I never saw that. Remember Takeshi's Castle?
Oh, yeah, that was a bit weird.
Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah, it's just...
It was very bizarre.
Asian people just jumping off stuff.
Getting knocked off things. But it's kind of like Wiped Out, really, but just a bit more full
Asian,
on.
A bit more Asian.
Yeah. Moving on.
Oh, sorry, Jeff, we just have a little chat here.
Yeah. Are you all right?
Oh, well, your Wi-Fi shit in this pub, so we have no other option but to talk.
That's fine. Well, maybe that's what we're doing, bring your people back together.
Oh, lovely.
So the first question I asked you was question 1, surprisingly. Could you name all 3 male members from pop group S Club 7? Jack, could you do it?
I went for Bradley.
Correct.
Big fan of Bradders.
You have to get all 3 for 1 point.
Go on. Go on, Jack.
Lee.
Lee from Blue. Go
no.
on.
Okay, that's the next. And Duncan.
No. No. Oh, Tom Norris.
Is it John, Bradley and Paul?
Correct.
Oh, listen at him.
I was just double checking, Jack.
Sad, mate. Sad.
Question 2, I said, in Pokemon, what did Deglett evolve into?
And I said, you've got Spade in your head in the three of you. Dugtrio.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
You know, he gave me a bit of a hint, didn't he?
Give you a clue.
I'm going to admit, I used that to my advantage. I knew it was Doug something, and I thought he went to 2, then 3.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking Doug Duo.
Well, good working
but
out.
And I went Dugtrio. So can I have the point?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, need all the help you can get, mate.
Thanks, Tom.
Question 3 was about the football boot, Adidas Predator. Yeah. What was the year it was first released?
No, I put 1999.
I put 97.
94.
Fuck Jesus. Sake.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Do you know how he actually came up with that idea? The Predator?
No, go on.
The guy actually got a ping pong racket and he put it on his boot because he could spin it when you're playing ping pong. He put it on a football boot and started kicking balls and that's how he got the spin.
Really?
That's the God's honest truth.
That's a cracking story.
Bit trivia for you there for a real quiz.
Number 4, can you name Art Attack's Neil Buchanan's molded sidekick?
What'd you
go for? I just put Rod.
I put The Head.
Correct!
Hey! Can I get Bring It Back?
Yes, you can!
Oh! Bring it back. I'm The Head. I'm beating Tom. That's enough. Thank you.
No, we're too old, mate, but go on.
Oh, sorry.
Good job I don't make a song and dance about it every time I get it, because we'd be here all fucking day. Go on.
Question five. What was the original name of Starbursts?
What you put?
Opal Fruits.
I put Fruit Wizards.
Fruit Wizards.
Interesting, but Tom Norris is correct.
Yeah.
Question six. Who presented Golden Balls on ITV1?
Tom.
Jasper Carrot.
I put Jasper Carrots.
I'll let you have it, yeah. There probably was quite a lot of them.
What does that even mean?
One thing that has been brought back this year was Star Wars, but can you tell me what year the first film, Episode 4, A New Hope, was released?
You can go with this one, Jack.
That's shot in the dark, mate.
Go on.
72.
For 89.
77.
Oh, do I get a half a point for
that? No, you don't, mate. Grow up. Question 8.
This was a toughie.
Yeah.
Remember MySpace was a thing. What was the name, and I'll start with you, Jack, of your first friend when you signed up?
I got it in the end.
Go on.
It took me a while. I was going to put Dave, then I went to Steve, settled on Tom.
Correct.
Because then you asked me, it was really funny, you said, Tom, what's the name? You said the bloody name, Jack, and it was I was on the floor, my sides were split, my guts were all over the carpet.
I didn't even realise.
No, that's the funny part.
Oh, God. Number 9, please.
What was the amount of money you could win in a bag of Walkers?
Is it £20?
No.
Is it Fiddy?
No.
What?
5.
What?
What?
Yeah, don't start again. Don't you start.
But it's Middlesbrough.
How close to the river is the fiver?
Finally, question 10. Family Guy got cancelled quite a number of times, as I found out.
Yeah.
But what brewery does Peter Griffin work at?
Go on, Tom.
I did not get Beersville Drink Town.
No. Go on.
I put the Drunken Clam.
No, that's the pub. Yeah. It was Pawtucket Brewery.
Yeah. Bring it back. Bring it back. We're calculating our scores right now on the foobarradio.com.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. So how many did you get, Tom? Who's this week's winner? We'll start with Jack, mate. Yes. Jack, how many did you get?
I just said, man, 4.
4?
Yeah.
Ooh, mine's 5.
Oh, congratulations!
3-0. Hat-trick for Nozza. Another 3 goals on the bloody goal list for Nozza. Bring him back now.
There you go.
Cheers, Bradley. All right, well, cheers, Jeff.
So
good seeing you.
Yeah, lovely
do
stuff.
You know what,
there.
Jeff? Give me a cuddle. Gone.
Jeff.
There you go.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I really actually enjoyed that quiz.
Thank you.
And that has made me my love for it rekindle, and I will definitely, definitely be back in it.
Yeah, well, we'll be here for many years to come.
I bloody look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers, no. Jeff. Hey, let me shake your hand as well.
Yeah. No worries.
There you go. No, yeah. No, not really. Go on. See you later, Jeff. Let's
see
go.
You guys. You off.
See you later, mate.
Let's open this door.
Quality that was.
Oh, God. There you go, we're outside now, and it went quiet beforehand.
Tom, what do you look lost?
Oh, I've left my wallet inside.
I'm running and getting
it. Well, I'll go open the door again, get my wallet.
Oh.
Anne! Put that!
It breaks me down, bit by bit.
The love is pure. The bones were buried. That was Pure Love with Bury the Bloody Bones.
Frank Carter's old band.
I don't know who that is.
He was in the Gallows, and now he's in Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
Oh, very hipster.
Not hipster, more just, you know, a bit rocky.
Okay, you're rattling your papers. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at some notes I've got for the show, some other bring-back things. I've been speaking to my friends during the week, you know, getting some material. And I was reminded of the days when shag bands were a thing.
I remember shag bands.
In primary school, like, if they break your shag band, you have to shag them.
Yeah,
in primary school.
Yeah, we're 12.
And then there's one teacher who's breaking everyone's band.
And then you still see these, like, lonely boys about who's still wearing theirs. Like, no one broke them.
Just waiting there, just hoping someone just gives a little rip.
Oh God! What happened, by the way, in the food,
I just got my wallet.
You got your wallet. I heard quite the noise.
I don't think so. I just grabbed my wallet and said goodbye to Jeff. He was a bit quiet, and then I just left.
Oh, so if I go back next week, everything will be
probably. I imagine so.
Okay.
All right, lads.
Hello, mate. You're right. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Sorry, I just had to go to an extended toilet break.
It's fine, mate. Because every time we go look for you, we end up randomly in the foo bar.
All right. Yeah.
Any
good?
We play a lovely pub quiz each week.
Why don't you come
next week? You should definitely come.
Yeah. Is it definitely all right to go back?
Fine, mate.
Well, I'll let you know. Yeah.
What are you?
I don't know.
There's an elephant in the room, isn't there?
I just got a feeling it might not be quite the same.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, next week's Halloween.
Oh.
So why don't we do something a bit more spooky?
Yeah. No, we'll get back to the food bar.
Okay.
It'll be fine. Yeah, go on, back to shag band. Oh, we done shag bands?
Well, no, I had a more rock and roll version of a shag band.
Oh,
of course I did. And barbed wire.
Blowjob bands. If you touch this band at any point, you have to suck. Go on.
There's just thick barbed wire bands. Do you remember those? They had a little rubber and a barbed wire in it, and you like,
is this legit?
Well, I used to wear them, so I hope so.
Ooh.
And Josh, our friend of the show, said, why don't you bring back slush puppy machines in shops that actually work?
Because no, they're always turned off and
they're always broken, or they're not quite the slush puppy.
But I tell you where the best place to get a slush puppy is. We all know it, don't we?
Yeah,
the bloody cinema.
Yes, but they're Fanta Ices.
They're Tango Ice Blasts.
Ooh.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, what is this? Whatever.
Oh, a chanteur.
Certain guest on the line.
Oh.
Is it that time again? It's coming from his brain. Mustache on his head, shit, the boy has game. Kill your
feet, this ain't top of the pot. Is that time again when Knocks Knocks? What's this?
Could it be?
Hello?
Hello?
Robert!
Oh my God, he's
is
on
it?
The...
It's Fubai!
It's Jack and Tom!
You know?
It's, never heard of you.
It's Friday!
How you doing? You're in Norway, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Stavanger in Norway.
Of course you are.
And we're eating some kind of food.
Okay, well, that's a good start.
Drinking wine and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I don't know how you've managed to smuggle your way onto the show without even being in the same country, but congratulations.
Well, some bloke called Adam just phoned me up.
Oh, God. How's it going then?
Yeah, it's all right. We're having some food. What's this?
This is...
What is this food?
I think it's
some kind of animal. Oxtail.
Oxtail.
And what more do you want from me?
Well, just a hilarious anecdote as what's happened so far.
Yeah, tell us a story, Robbie.
There's not really any tales. I'm with a Norwegian man and a Dutch person. And
okay.
Been pretty much drinking since 7:30, so it's kind of inconvenient for me.
Half seven in the morning?
Yeah.
You animal.
What time was your flight today?
Like 3 p.m. No, it was 8:30. It was 8:30.
Okay. Well, don't say 7:30 then, Robbie, yeah? 8:30. We've all been drinking since 8:30, mate.
No, we got there at 7:30, so we had a drink beforehand.
Oh,
and now
okay.
It's 8:30, and it was 8:30 for the flight. So,
who are you with, then?
That's that thing. I'm just going to go outside, because it's a bit noisy in here. I can't really quite hear what you're saying. And quite frankly, I think this is already an awful segment.
For somebody who's been drinking since 7:30 in the morning, you're very well spoken.
Yes.
I'm just going to go outside, because quite frankly,
much.
it's very... What have you been drinking? What booze?
Right, okay. So, started off, I had a glass of wine at 7:30.
Oh,
then,
God.
Then three Bloody Marys. And then loads of beers. There's this weird beer festival going on. And do you know a lot about craft beers and stuff, guys?
Loads.
Do you know anything about that?
Everything there
Robbie,
is
I don't even know if you remember, but I like pissy weak beers. So,
Do no. you? Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Oh, by the way, how's the stag do with like two people?
It was great, thanks. It was a success. Big day on the first day, and then the next day was a complete write off, and we just stayed in our dramas and watched movies. But
it basically sounds like the worst weekend of anyone's life.
But in a way, it was magical.
How gutted would you say the groom was out of 10 when he saw how pathetic his stag do was?
To be honest, it actually was a great time, and we thought, you know what? We couldn't have wanted any more people to be there. The apartment was pretty small, so if we didn't have anyone else there, it would have been rank.
They bought a plaster table
to play beer pong on. We bought one of those pasting tables.
I saw that on the Facebook. Did I you, saw that you were playing beer
you
pong
liked
on
it, didn't
table.
You?
Around willy nilly.
Oh yeah, that'd be all big now you're in Norway.
Yeah,
oh.
He's chilling in Norway, so he doesn't want to know the big guys back at home.
Not really. I'm kind of a big deal out here.
What's the plan for the rest of the night, Robbie?
Well, Desi, the 40-year-old businessman I met on the internet, is an investor in a beer festival. So he's going to go to the beer festival and drink beer, basically.
Lovely.
Essentially. Yeah, and but it's not like good beer that you like and enjoy. It's weird beer. It's like apparently the big thing in beer at the minute is sour beers.
Ooh,
which is basically not like the beers you get in pubs because it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
So but everyone's going, oh, yeah, it's really cool and it's really sour. Yeah,
oh, yeah. God. So,
like Tangtastics, but
no,
brewed.
No beer is ever cool,
yeah,
kids.
It's like Tangtastic, but beer. Yeah, that's a very good description, actually. Well
cheers,
done, whoever said that.
That was me, Tom Norris.
Thank you, Robbie.
The best man, stag dude, Tom Norris.
Robbie, we've got Ben Cook coming up on the show in a bit. What do you think of Ben Cook?
Indifferent.
You ever seen YouTube?
That's on the internet, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so you haven't got a clue, have you?
No, not interested, mate.
Okay, mate, well, he doesn't know you are, so thanks for chatting to us. And
you should have watched Soccer Aim in about 1990.
Hey, Rob, are you going to be popping in next week, Halloween special?
Yeah, I think I'm around next week, right. So I probably will, because I've got nothing better to do, like unlike today, but I'm in a much better place.
Lovely, well, we look forward to that. Enjoy the rest of your drinking.
All right, yeah, I know I will.
All right, say hello to the Norway folks.
Yeah, whatever, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Slay, dude. Yeah.
He's already gone. He's already gone. That was absolutely lovely.
Why did
Adam call him?
I don't know. Well, the phone was ringing, wasn't it, Ad? He picked it up. Next thing you knew, he patched in and we had to speak to him.
He's weird. I don't know if I like him being a part of what we've got.
I like him.
I feel us three bond quite well.
He's got a lovely, calm voice, though.
Well, I feel us three bond quite well.
We do, yeah.
But he has a lovely, calm voice. You're overlooking the calm voice.
Three's a crowd, no. But four's too much.
Two's company, three's a crowd.
Three's company, four's too much is what I'm making a thing be said.
Three's a company, four's a ramble.
No, that's not us.
Is it not? We can take it, can we?
No, that's the football.
I love you! Going for a little bit of a little song now, lads?
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I just think Robbie's brought the whole mood down, and usually us three work so well.
Well, then if you want to bring it back up, let's listen to a song called Lithium.
Bring it back!
By Nirvana.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Welcome here's Sunday morning, it's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Yeah! That's okay, my will is
so happy, 'cause today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Broke on me is Sunday morning, it's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Nirvana. Can't bring them back, unfortunately.
No.
As much as we all want to, don't we? Is that a bit dark?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, we got a text from Robbie Knox saying, hope that wasn't too shit, mate. I probably wouldn't drive a car right now. So, cheers for that, Robbie.
Safety first. That's
yeah, definitely not listening. I'm excited about this next bit. I am excited about this next bit. I like this person.
Yeah. It's me. It's me. I'm going to be
it's
a disappointment.
I can feel it.
I'm going to be a crushing disappointment.
But I wasn't talking about you, Ben.
Oh, thank God.
No, I was. Ben Cook, everyone.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm very well. That was one of those radio claps, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Four people in a room. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm well. I'm well. It's nice to be here.
You've been doing the big radios, haven't you?
I've been presenting something on Radio 1 recently. It's nice to be on a proper radio station.
Yeah, oh, that's a soundbite.
Yeah.
Proper radio station where the producers just walk in halfway through and fix the mic. So.
Yeah, I always get the dodgy mic on Radio 1 as well.
Oh, listen to him always.
But no, listen, it's nice to be able to swear. I'm building up to my first swear, I feel. But when I do Radio 1, I have to kind of enter like... it's not quite kids' TV mode, but you have to like filter out all swearing.
Yeah.
Whereas here...
Say what you want, mate. I'm looking forward to seeing what
he's
comes.
He's smiling.
Comes.
Oh, he's coming up. He's coming up.
What's
bum?
No, man. Oh, hey, more than that. Oh, God.
There you go.
We should probably bring bum back as a word we use daily.
What, bring
it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
I bloody love a bum. Don't use that as a soundbite.
That's your second soundbite of the day.
Yeah. Hey, Ben. Let me just come round there, mate. That's for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
That's a blueberry muffin, because Ben Cook, well, so can Jack Cook. Thank you very much.
fucking hell.
Do you enjoy?
Wow. It's not poison chalice.
That's 5 days worth of planning.
You haven't got to eat it, don't worry.
Wow. I'll just leave it there.
Okay.
I'll just leave it on the desk.
You'll probably eat it later when I'm not around.
I was saying to you just before I came on, the nice thing about this is that no one can see us.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Radio 1, you get like there are webcams everywhere. Mm.
That is nice, because do look like shit.
But I look like a mess, don't I?
You
complimented my beard before we came on air.
I do, I'm a big fan.
He does that
big
to fan. All of us. He brings you in and then spits you out.
Sure, I know. I feel like a whore.
It's called negging. It's being negative, but it's also
I'm
flirty.
A little negger. I love a neg.
That's weird. But yeah, carry on.
Ben Cook, but can Jack can it cook? Is
can
the
Jack...
I was getting at that.
Well, you were going, can I cook? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I've done you baked you a muffin.
It's a play on my surname.
Did you not get that? Ben Cook.
Oh,
hang on,
no. If you're going to tell the joke, you let's dissect this for a minute. You bake muffin. You don't cook a cake.
Yeah, but your name's not Ben Bake, is it?
No, but
that's the
no,
point.
No,
he's
not.
That's the point he's making.
You could have cooked.
At least there's not a feature in a minute that's got the same joke that's already been used now. But that's fine. That's cool.
Don't worry,
Ben. What have you?
What?
This is such an open question, but I'd like to start this just to see what have you been up to. I mean, because no, you're in a line of work that offers quite the range of stuff.
Yeah. What have I been up to? Well, it's odd. I did. I did VidCon this year. It's like a big like YouTube event in LA with like 20,000 people. And as I was sort of sat on stage in front of about 1,000, 1,500 of them, I realised that in the last 2 years, I think I've uploaded one YouTube video.
Really?
Yeah. It's good going, isn't it? That's how irrelevant I am. But no, I've made a short film. I made a show about sex for Channel 4 called Tofu.
Yeah, nice.
I'm still editing Becoming YouTube, which is a web series I make.
Because there's a part two coming, right?
There's a part two coming.
I've been waiting for a while.
So close, I can smell it.
Yeah. We usually make this joke. Like, we was making this joke saying you was a massive fan of Jack Howard when you're quite partial to his videos.
I really am a massive fan of Jack Howard.
Well, I mean, we all are, apart from Will, who slags him off when he's not on air. Not really, Jack. Not really.
Why don't you like Jack Howard?
No, I do. I do like Jack Howard. This is getting weird.
Will genuinely...
can see in his eyes, though, that he really doesn't like Jack Howard.
Well, Will genuinely loves Becoming YouTube.
I've watched all 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah, 12.
And Jack's in one as well?
Yeah. He plays the devil in the final episode.
Yeah, well, I play David Brent.
No,
that's a lot of fun.
Full range of your acting range. Yeah, quite amazing. Jack, he's a perfect devil. When I thought, who, if you did end up in hell, who would you meet there?
Yeah, me.
Definitely. It was with Jack's gap, wasn't he? I bet you couldn't believe he's not.
What's that?
You were Jack's gap.
Yeah. He wasn't there on the day.
No. It's all the magic. I mean, I was all the magic of of filming.
I was in a scene with Marcus Butler, but in reality
he wasn't there on the day.
No, I got Stevie White's shoulder, so
yeah,
pros and cons.
Cheated.
Yeah, I finally found a YouTuber that uploads less regularly than me, so
I want to bring you back though. Can I bring you back
that's
as the devil?
That's you bringing things back as the theme of the show.
Yeah, well, so, you see, that's because I'm a professional.
Bring me back as devil, mate. Fine. Yeah.
You're buzzing about that, Jack, aren't you? You're trying to be all cool about it. Really, inside you're like, fuck yes.
I'm texting my mum. Hear that, mum?
I've got a job.
Do I get paid for it?
We'll negotiate.
Okay.
I'll give you back this muffin.
Half eaten.
No, that's right. We're used to not being paid.
Hey.
Sorry, Will. Jesus. I said I wasn't going to do that anymore, no. But I couldn't. What's next? You said becoming YouTube.
What's
too.
Next? Oh, what for me? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were on the radio show. I panicked.
We just go
well,
in.
I don't know. I just turned up. What's next? Finishing becoming. Like all I'm doing now is working on finishing becoming YouTube too, because I promised it to people like a year ago.
So it's all filmed. You're just editing it now.
All the interviews are filmed. Some of the sketch stuff isn't filmed, but I'm getting there.
Okay,
I'm getting there.
Cool.
Is there a date for it?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Go on.
I
can't.
YouTube exclusive.
Oh, so you know the release date?
No, I've no idea. As soon as it's done, but it's almost done. I promise.
Lovely. He says it's almost done. So Tom, how?
This is like going home to my parents. It's like, what have you been up to? come on, when are you going to get a proper job? Faster, are you?
Tom, you know he said he's done.
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to be the devil if he says he's already done?
Oh, he said he hasn't filmed all the sketches.
I've filmed all of it, yeah.
So maybe... Will, do you reckon he's just saying that?
You tried to bring him here just to get in the series, so...
Yeah, you did say.
I know. I got that whole spiel about why I want to be in it again, though, so it's not going to work. Anyway, so here's a question I am genuinely interested in, as opposed to the other ones I just asked to fill dead air.
Sure.
What you do, like, a few bits and bobs all over the place. You do a bit of this, a bit of that. What is actually, like, the dream? What's the end goal for Ben Cook?
Oh, I don't know. The end goal? I mean...
To be happy.
I guess. I don't know, because even like YouTube, when I started doing that, I just kind of did it because my mates were doing it and it looked fun.
Right.
And then it all sort of took off a bit and it became like a career.
So what were you doing before YouTube?
I was, I was and kind of still am a journalist.
Okay.
So watch what you say. I'd write about TV for a living. I do a lot of stuff with Doctor Who, I still do. I go on set every few weeks with them.
Nice.
And so I what the dream? I don't know. Maybe to make a film. That'd be nice.
Yeah. I actually saw your film that you released.
Oh, The Imp of the Perverse. Sure. Yeah,
Very much enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
I would say.
Thank you.
And I think I couldn't speak about that without giving a little nod to Miles. Big fan.
Oh, Miles. Yeah. Miles Wheeler, who is I think he's the best YouTuber.
For sure.
He's like a little David Brent.
Mm.
He's like teenage. Jack Howard describes him as teenage David Brent.
Yeah, but. Slightly wittier.
Slightly wittier.
I was actually watching some of his videos the other night, which is irrelevant but true. So the end goal is to make a film?
Maybe. I don't know. I just take each Each day as it comes, Jack.
Do you have a film idea in that noggin of yours? That creative noggin?
Any film ideas that involve devil?
That's the next thing, isn't it? You and Jack's Gap and Marcus Butler.
Maybe Satan can have a little helper.
The dream thing.
Me.
A little
me.
Please. Sure. You could be Marcus Butler's shoulder.
Yes. Is that right?
Yeah. See, it's a role.
Can I get that in writing?
It's a role going.
You can fucking shut your fucking mouth, Jack. It's fine.
Doesn't want it. The theme of today on this show is bringing stuff back.
Yeah.
Like from yesteryear. I just keep saying yesteryear because I love that word.
Yesteryear.
But what would you bring back from your childhood, Ben?
Any shows, sweets?
Do you know the show that I fell in love with as a kid? And I watched again like a couple of years ago and it's as good as I remember it. Do you remember a show called Maid Marian and Her Merry Men?
Yes.
Not a clue.
I do remember that.
Tony Robinson played the Sheriff of Nottingham, and it was like a retelling of the Robin Hood myth, but it was sort of in a proper blow for feminism. It was putting like Maid Marian centre stage.
Yeah.
And Robin was like just a coward.
I remember that.
And it was one of those shows that was too good. It was on like CBBC, but it was too good for kids.
So it taught a lesson, did it?
No, not at all. Like, it was completely irresponsible, and it just had jokes that would have gone over the heads of a lot of kids.
So quite highbrow.
Not even highbrow, just kind of filthy and clever and witty and I miss it.
I remember the show.
So good.
Round the Twist.
Oh. Round the Twist put me off fish fingers.
Ever felt like this? These strange things happen when you're going round the what?
The problem with Round the Twist is it used to be on at like tea time.
Yeah.
And it was full of, because I'm really squeamish.
Right.
And it was full of like stuff like nails growing out of people's hands.
Oh, I remember. That was horrible.
And
yeah, all over the body.
Oh,
and nails
that.
Grew.
Remember the theme song?
What? Yeah.
I do remember.
Don't remember that bit.
What is this? Have you actually got it?
Yeah.
You already had this saved?
It's the internet, Jack.
I planned this whole conversation.
Find anything on the internet.
Here we go.
I love the breakdown bit.
Yeah.
Strange things happen. Are you going round the twist?
Here, Friday. We should kill it then?
Yeah, that's dead.
Although there was an episode of this, right, that was based around a kid having to get an erection. And I don't think I've missed
that.
You remember? So it's not just in my head, right? It was about. Oh, I'm trying to remember
it's
now.
It's like, piss up a wall.
Yeah, it's a piss up a wall. Whoever could piss the highest. You wouldn't talk about this on Radio 1. Whoever could piss. This was a show that was on at, like, I don't know, 10 past 5 or whatever before Neighbours.
Yeah.
And whoever could piss the highest over a wall would win. I don't know.
It's just the claim of the playground.
So they had to get, like, the kids had to get...
That's mental.
Aroused.
I remember the green baby.
It was the 80s.
Remember the green baby? They found a green baby?
No, it wasn't dead.
It wasn't dead. It was just it was in the field. It was just a green baby. It was glowing.
No, different
episodes.
Song?
Oh, well, I want to carry on chatting to Ben, but if you want to go to a song, producer, Will, go to a song. This is Jamie T, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jamie T. He went away for a bit, 5 years, no one heard of him, and then he just sort of came back. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that Jamie T just walked into the NME studios and just handed him a letter and said, I'm doing 4 gigs, here's the dates, bosh, done them, and he come back. There we go, Jamie T's back, let's play some.
When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble. When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble.
I took a train again away from shame and blame, a city pain to see a friend I hadn't seen since I was drinking underage. I was a 10 a day. How'd you say, little shit? White lightning, hiding on my courage. Quick wit, we were sick of season wallabies, button shirts and whiskey. Martin just as like my final bounce, like a jam, 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 jam. I don't know who I am. He said, I don't know if I can. I said, yeah, and you can't. Shit, I gotta quit, I hope I haven't missed a lot. And got me stuck in Hampton Wick with the boys across the platform shouting lightweight prick. I'm a featherweight champion, cheap to get pissed. Wish Candy were here with a bitch, she'd never deal with it. Tell them all I shut their mouths and go
got them on the sticks. But seeing that she ain't all of them, three fingers down, all the other two up, and I'll sing this proud. Running with believers, don't jump the beaver. Sounds cruel, but there's something in that. How's daddy doing? Here is our flying and that. Stock broker in the city with a lady and a baby and feet. Is she free from the demons she had? Was it 2 months clean routine to relax? That's why the loved ones have to leave. Right when you take the lead, they stab you in the back. You can't breathe when you're bleeding on the floor. No one is your call at all. She screamed out to the party, you lost sheeps and cattle. I was hanging out with Louie in the shooting gallery when the news got through to me about you and Jeremy. Pat on my back and a swig on my brew. You're still my friend, it's impossible to hate you. Cradle to the grave, I always misbehave. People lash down and then they rain on a parade. Girls we love believe when we want them to say, like today. Remember what there's no one left to fight. Boys like us don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, let's go out and find some trouble.
Welcome back to Fubar Radio, the Jackmate Show.
Absolutely love Jamie T.
Air Friday.
Air Friday. What's this section then?
Well, basically, I came up with a little section for Mr. Ben Cook.
Yeah.
And,
oh, God.
The joke hasn't been done already, but Ben, you can cook.
Please,
but
Ben.
But can Ben bake?
Oh, okay. Now, well, at least you understand the difference between cooking and
but can
and
Ben baking. Bake?
Should I leave?
Can I bake?
Please, Ben. Can I have some cake?
What?
What? Cake!
A lot of work has gone into this, I can tell.
That's Will.
Yes.
So thanks, Will, for that. And I've got a little trivia quiz for you, Ben.
Okay, I'm really bad at trivia. Go on.
Oh.
And it's based around cakes.
Okay.
So I hope you've got a cup of
my
tea.
My entire knowledge of cake is based on the British Bake Off, but okay, go on.
Well, that's why we've got the backing.
Yeah, this is the song.
So,
yeah.
I've seen you've done some writing for Doctor Who magazine.
I have.
But can you tell me who is my favourite TV baker?
So, what's he going to know?
Your favourite TV baker?
Yeah,
is it Tamal from The Great British Bake Off?
Oh, so close.
It was very close.
Nadia, then?
No.
Who else
Beardy?
Is there?
Beardy? Famous last name? Think of some celebrities, movies.
Can I tell you my favourite? Matt Baker.
Well, cheers, mate.
So hang on, it's a bearded celebrity from a movie.
No, his
Tom Baker?
Hollywood. If you're you're gonna cracker, you're gonna
what
you're
Paul gonna, Chris Mer-
yeah, but that's his first name is the P bit, and then the last bit is
Paul.
Then
Baker.
Paul Hollywood!
Paul Hollywood!
For the love of God!
I didn't have a clue either. He's not a baker, he's a judge.
Yeah, but
no, I think he has a background
baker.
In baking.
Oh,
yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay, anyway. The next question.
What do I win? What's in this for me?
You win the muffin.
The rest of
the
that muffin.
Yeah.
Alright.
The prize was given to you before it started, but that's fine.
Sure.
So I know you're going to smash it then.
I'm going to smash the muffin.
Question number two. We all know you from your famous series Becoming YouTube, but can you tell me what blancmange translates into?
Oh, God.
What does Blamont? Wait,
French.
Can I have jelly? Wobbly. What?
Jack signaling.
Jack signaling at.
What is this?
Paper.
What colour?
White.
Yeah,
white.
Ooh, and you're never gonna get the next bit.
White wobble.
White.
I like
white
it.
Jelly. I'll give you white wobble, but it's the white dish.
The white dish.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Of course it is.
Your YouTube channel is called Nine Brass Monkeys.
Yes, it is.
But how many eggs go into a standard Victoria sponge?
A
standard one, not a big one. A standard one. Victoria sponge.
I'd say half a dozen.
Wow, how many is that?
Six.
I always struggle at that. Baker's dozen, so I get really confused. Sorry, it's four.
Is it four?
I love how these questions are so loosely tied to him.
No, they're really on point. Your name is Ben. We can all agree that, right?
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
And it starts with the letter B.
Yes, it does.
Can you tell me how much honey is in a Devonshire honey cake?
No! How much honey?
Devonshire honey cake.
How much? Oh, I don't even know what honey is measured in.
All grams. Grams.
Is 50 grams a lot? Look, this is taking so long. We've run out of bake-off music. Look what you've done.
12 grams.
50 no. grams.
It's 250 grams and 2 tablespoons for extra glaze.
That sounds like an
this
awful lot
last,
of honey.
This is the last, final question.
I got
why
the last,
they,
final question. Go on.
All in grams, and then they go, oh, and 2 tablespoons. Surely you go, and 2 grams.
Ask Mary Berry. Ask Mary Berry.
Mary, if you're listening, tweet
you
in.
You used to have a very recognisable red hair.
I did, yeah. Yeah,
but can you tell me why it's called red velvet cake?
Because it's red, surely. No, why the velvet?
The velvet bit, not the red bit.
All right,
I'm kidding, you got it right. I'm kidding, it's fine. That's it. That should always be
Do I win a boat? What do I win?
You win
Mary Berry for the night. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Crap,
we shall have much fun.
All right, Will.
Yeah, you?
Why are you putting your thumb up to me?
Just is that you saying quality radio? Guys.
Okay. Talks about
that. I just basically just want to talk about a few more things that I...
No, I want to do more quizzing.
There's not... that's enough quiz for one week.
I'm done.
You'll have to come back.
Come back next week for the Foo Bar quiz with Jeff. We're still going there, guys?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we're still definitely...
Well, I can't see any reason why not.
Definitely going to do that again, are we?
I just want to wash my red hands. I'm back on it.
Ooh, mysterious. Spooky.
Been on that velvet cake.
I basically just want to talk about a few things that I played with when I was younger.
hang on.
Well, how else was I going to piss off the wall?
Ding dong.
How else are we going to piss them all? Beyblades, guys. Remember them? Just chat about them. Do you ever have them, Ben?
What? Yeah. Say that again?
Beyblades. They were probably a bit after you.
Like, bear in mind, I sort of grew up... You know, I grew up in the 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
What year
were you born?
1982.
Did you have knuckleheads? Oh. Those things you'd roll? Like, it's kind of like marbles, but it was like knuckleheads.
No, back then we called them marbles, and we were grateful.
What year were you born?
89.
Oh, okay.
We straddled the decade. That's nice.
So, did you have Beyblades?
I didn't play.
What are they? Basically, put me out of my misery, please.
Do you know what these are?
No.
Nobody knows what Beyblades are.
This is what we were talking about during the sock. There must be stuff from everyone's childhood that only they remember.
Mm, maybe. No, these
nobody,
are quite popular.
No, they didn't exist.
So you had a ripcord.
Yeah.
And you had like this like spinny thing.
Spinning top.
You'd pull the cord and it would go, but then your mate would pull his cord as well and have one, and you'd battle. They'd keep hitting each other.
I don't think people who had these had mates.
And the first one to be knocked over was the loser. Moving on.
You were all the losers.
I think there are no winners here. What's it?
Bey. Blades.
Right.
So like Bey.
Alright, I'll Google it later.
Beyblades, yeah.
Sure.
Maybe none of these you're going to relate to because I'm a bit younger than you guys. I'm a bit fresher faced,
right,
aren't I?
Right.
So I'm just a bit jealous I can't grow a beard. Crazy Bones?
Hang on. No. Ooh.
Come on.
Crazy Bones?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like, come on!
Is that the thing like the witch doctors throw in the hands? They go, that's the future. We're in the crazy bones. I don't know where they're from. The witch.
No. Well, yeah. Crazy Bones?
No, not me.
Was it like that dancing skeleton on...
Nothing like that.
On ITV? Was it one of them?
Funny Bones.
No, that's funny.
Down
bones,
a dark street. Down
in
a dark town.
Dark house.
Will, don't find it. It's been
down
done.
Down the dark stairs in the dark cellar, there lived a mummy goat.
Mummy goat?
There's was a goat. Oh, Crazy Bones were like
crazy
basically
gone.
Loads of little figurines. Adam outside, producer Adam. Can you remember Crazy Bones? That's a no.
He could remember the episode of Round the Twist where they were pissing up.
Yeah, I know.
Little Squirt.
Yeah.
It was called.
I'm starting to dislike Adam.
No one remembers your things, Jack.
Right,
no
so
one
they're
remembers
little,
your things.
Little monsters, little like characters, and you'd throw them and you'd get points depending on what part of the body they landed on. So if they landed on the head, you'd get like a 5 point. And that was like the best one you could
so
get.
So it's just dice.
Pretty much, but they're characters. You do remember now? Yeah, he remembers now.
He doesn't. He doesn't. Look at him.
I've always liked him. And the best one you could get was a Sharky. It was a shark. It was called Sharky. And it stood like that on a little small base.
Stood like that on radio.
Yeah. Great radio. Great radio.
So basically, guys, I'm standing up with my little feet. They're not little. But you'd throw it. And
you're doing like a little shark kind of.
Yeah.
You're looking like
and
a little shark with your hands.
If they stood on their feet, then next one is TY Beanie Bears.
Oh, no, hang on. Now I'm with you.
Now we're talking.
My sister collected those, yeah.
Did she, like myself, think these are going to be worth money for
yeah,
keeping tags
yeah, yeah,
on?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you buy the little
yeah.
tag protectors.
Do you know, it was two-fit. It was them, and the other thing that my parents like instilled in us, you've got to keep these because you're going to be so rich one day, the McDonald's toys.
Oh.
So when we got the McDonald's toys, we weren't allowed to take them out of the packaging. They'll be worth something. I've now got, like... I think when I moved out of my parents' house, there was like a box of them left behind.
And no one gives a shit about
threw
them
in the bin.
Yeah, fair play.
Like Toy Story, if they were real, they just suffocated. They're all just toy corpses.
Yeah, you say
so. Keep it light.
So,
quarter to six on a Friday.
Panini stickers?
Yes. Well, okay. Now,
here we go.
Sort of yes and no. I didn't collect them.
Right.
But then I got during my gap year, I started working for Panini.
Oh.
And so you could go into the store cupboard and all the stickers. Every sticker, every Panini sticker ever.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just like multiple ones of each one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, you know, I don't know if you're...
So I could have got you any sticker you wanted for many years.
I've got a question.
I've got a question too after...
Okay, thanks, Jack. Yeah. I'll go first.
Go on.
We're all excited.
How did they decipher doing the where they put them in? They're randomly selected? Or is there like... Are they all just really randomly put in different packets?
Yeah.
Or is there going to be certain ones that be the certain like same algorithms?
Yeah. So that's a very good question.
Great question. You don't know the answer, do
I have no idea. I don't know.
There's an algorithm.
That was essentially my question. I wanted to know how rare. Yeah, how are the rare ones rare? Essentially.
Well, they're printed on the same paper, aren't they? It's just this money making exercise.
Shinies.
Yeah.
God, I want a shiny now. Should I find a shiny, guys?
Nothing better than finding a shiny.
What about the reason I bring them up is because if anything was printed on a sticker when I was younger, I wanted it. Do you know what I mean? Like WWF wrestler, never given a shit about that.
I loved wrestling.
But I would buy the stickers. I didn't even know what they were. It would say like, "Oh, Tim Muscles" or whatever. Like,
the worst name.
Don't belittle it, mate. Don't belittle it.
All right, Kane.
Yeah, that's good.
That's one. I know that's one. Yeah. So I'd be like, Kane, is that a good one? I don't know if it's a good
one. He's a good one. He's a good one
because he's got a sticky back.
From the depths of hell.
Yeah, the sticky back. So I wanted.
As a kid, you liked anything with a sticky back.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much, which reminds me of an episode of Round the Twist I watched. Nah, we'll go to the Strokes now. This is last... Is it not the Strokes?
No, it's not know where you've got up from.
Sorry, mate, what is it?
This one's Blink-182 and Josie.
Oh, that'll do.
She brings me Mexican food, plums, sombreros.
That was The Strokes.
It was Blink 182 with Josie. And the reason why I said bring back, let's bring back when Tom DeLonge wasn't a massive douchebag.
Is he a douchebag now?
He's not in the band anymore. Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio.
We saw
them
last year, didn't we?
We did see them, and he was toward the end. Tom DeLonge went all weird, and
so did we see Tom DeLonge.
We did see Tom DeLonge.
I don't know.
We saw the original lineup, but now it's just got a bit awkward and. They're just not friends.
Are they not?
Nah.
A bit like old Gervais and Merchant.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, do you...
Do you know something I don't?
Well, it just seems like he will... Really? Merchant's not involved in the film, is he?
Yeah. I keep seeing... I love, like, Ricky Gervais' stuff, but I keep seeing him, like, talk recently about, like, how The Office started and just not mention Stephen Merchant at all. Just, like, leave him out.
Yeah.
My show, The Office. I'm like, weird. Our show.
And obviously I love Gervais, but you can just tell that the funny bits in a lot of the shows are probably Merchant, aren't they?
Hello, Ladies.
Yeah, I recently watched that and I really enjoyed it. You seen Hello, Ladies?
I haven't, no. Although the comedian Richard Herring, I know he says that if you watch, like, Derek, you realise how good a writer Stephen Merchant is.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
I've never seen Derek, so I cannot comment.
I gave one season ago, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah. No.
Does Herring come on here sometimes on FUBAR?
He used to be on here.
Oh, did he?
He did, yeah. Adam's giving me a wry smile.
Oh, what happened?
Now with the glory days, FUBAR!
Come in, Adam. Let's have a talk.
No. So, you did play a jingle.
FUBAR! Giving radio the finger.
Ooh. Edgy as always. Yeah. So, but the jingle we played before that jingle was the one that I don't like, wasn't it?
It's Tom's... you stole the charger. It's Tom's Tales.
Tom's Tales.
So I've got a little story, and it's called The Dark Day and the Labours of Hercules.
Does Ben know what's going on? Because I don't.
I've no idea.
And I've been
in got a script. You've written it all out. It's like, you've put a lot of work into this. Mm.
Every week he bothers with this for no prevail.
I basically...
I think he's just seeking your approval, isn't he?
Everyone's approval, Ben. My parents, I just want to make them proud. It's been a bad week. So anyway, this is based on, well, not true. It's based on legend. So the first bit sounds...
So the opposite of true. Yeah. Right, go on.
It's based on lies. But it's
based on
it's
lies.
Slightly more twisted and, you know, made a bit different from my writing.
So essentially Tom goes home and he writes a play every week with his friend from Sardinia, which is a bit hipster and silly.
Not really.
Yes, it is. Oh, I've got a friend from Sardinia who writes plays for a show when no one gives us.
I didn't go online and look for someone in Sardinia. I didn't search for this.
Found him on Craigslist.
I didn't search for this. It just happened.
What's his name?
Name's Joe.
So hoping it was Craig. Carry on.
So you're saying you didn't seek this out, it was your calling.
No, I didn't know.
Wow, I mean...
I didn't say calling. Do your little play. Okay, let me do my little play. Right, I'll give you your characters.
Yeah.
Jack, you're playing Hercules.
Great.
And I want you to be a little bit Brenty.
Okay.
I can do that.
Yeah.
YouTube for...
And Ben, I want you to be his dad. I want you to be Zeus.
I can do that.
And I want
it's
you...
the role I was born to play.
Yeah, well, you were a swan when he was conceived. That's what happened. What? Zeus was a swan and he banged a woman.
Well, we'll find out, hopefully.
Well, no, it doesn't happen in this. And Will, you'll play Atlas.
Atlas.
And I'll be narrator and Athena.
Well, okay.
Wow. Wow, okay.
So there you go. And I'm about to start, and there's no backing music.
That's how it works in legitimate theatre, you realise. Someone comes on stage at the beginning and goes, I'm about to start!
The curtains are just... Come on, the curtains are open. I'm on stage. Everyone's really excited.
Okay, cool.
Everyone's got boners and pissing over the wall. If you weren't listening to the... Yeah. Okay. The Dark Day. Hercules was a strong man, and at times a very impulsive man. By impulsive, I don't mean he would often buy a coat on a whim. Impulsive in he got cross one day and butchered his whole family. I'm not talking about two children and a dog somewhere in a suburb of London. More like six children and his wife somewhere in Greece.
Why Greece?
Because that's where Hercules is based.
Sorry, carry on. Jesus.
And these are just the stage directions, right?
This is just the narration.
Oh, this is the narration, okay. Go on, carry on.
Back into the... The bloody maniac.
You're doing very well.
Yeah, you are.
He claimed that he thought there were seven burglars in his bathroom.
How many?
Seven burglars in his bathroom.
Okay.
Little Oscar Pistorius joke, which you just walked all over.
We did.
Come on! Will, give me a hug!
Yeah.
Luckily, he knew a certain person in a very high place. Zeus, his dad! And he got let off. But he must perform an array of tricky tasks to be truly forgiven. Seems fair, doesn't it? Task one.
Task one. You must kill the Detroit Lion.
So, the game forgiveness... Sorry, fucked it. So, two for gain forgiveness for killing. You want me to kill again?
That's about the long and the short of it, yes.
Doesn't make sense to me, Dad.
How dare you talk back to me under my roof?
Not really a roof, though, is it? The sky?
Everything the light touches is ours. I heard the lion say it to his son earlier. Simba or some shit.
All right, I'll be back going for tea.
It'll be olives and feta.
Oh, shock fucking horror.
Hercules then tracked down the lion and kicked seven shades of shit out of it. Fuck me. Seven shades of shit out of it. I did warn you he was a maniac. Task number two. Athena then descended down to Hercules' second task. Oh, hello, muscly boy. I know who you are, but you don't know who I am. I'm Athena, the goddess of wisdom, courage, inspiration, short snappy lists, civilization, law and justice, mathematics, tennis serves, strength, war strategy, Crash Bandicoot, the arts, craft and skill.
Someone used Google, didn't you, eh? Go on, carry on.
Skill? What exactly do you mean by skill?
You know, ability, talent, just general skill.
What do I need to do to appease those pen pushers up on Mount Olympus?
Well, my dear, you see that lake down there?
Yep.
Ad libbing.
I see the lake.
You see that bread next to it?
Yep.
There is a reason why that bread hasn't been eaten by those birds in that lake.
Why is that, Athena? You're not avoiding carbs like Ben Cook, are you?
True. You're kind of ruining it because it's talking about the birds.
Why is that, Athena? Avoiding carbs?
No, Hercules. They prefer protein, like human bodies.
What, like chicken and fish?
No, like human bodies. You are beautiful, but my word, you're a bloody imbecile.
So how do I go about sort of getting rid of these pesky peckers?
With these. Athena produces from her pocket a set of brass castanets.
What the hell am I supposed to do with these?
You clack them together. Get those birds riled up into the sky, then shoot those fuckers down.
Oh, you really are the goddess of war strategy.
Hercules clacked on, and in Athena's words, shot those fuckers down. Task three.
Oh.
Hercules had reached his final challenge, and it involved an acting sneaky in a garden. He had to fetch three golden apples, but by gum, it wasn't as simple as it sounded. The apple tree was guarded by a 100-headed, bit excessive, dragon called Brian Clough, the magic dragon. But Hercules saw an opportunity.
Atlas, you old slag. What's up with you? You look like you have the old world on your bloody shoulders.
That's because I have. I've had an itch, you know, for the last 50-odd years. Give us a scratch, would you?
You what?
Go on, mate.
I'll tell you what, Atlas. If you do me a solid, you can scratch your own mini-globes.
What's that, then?
Well, I can take the old sky off your shoulders. You just creep in there with your mate Brian and swipe me three golden apples. Then switch back and boom! No itchy nuts, and I'm even Stevens with the old man upstairs.
Sure, why not? They do bloody itch.
Atlas then went into the garden, past Brian Clough the magic dragon, and swiped the golden apples. Easy as pie. Apple pie. Golden apple pie. He then returned to Hercules, holding the sky aloft.
Ah, oh, thanks for those golden delicious. This sky is all right, Payne, so time for a switcheroo.
Atlas shrugged.
Not my problem, is it?
Ah, don't be a prick. You're the one that sided with the Titans.
Yes.
Don't forget, Hercules is also very strong. His back most certainly wouldn't hurt in this scenario.
Oh, please, Atlas, my bloody back is killing me.
Okay, okay, jeez Louise, give it here.
And with that, Hercules fooled Atlas and made off with the swag. Back toward Mount Olympus to speak to Zeus once more.
Oh, I'm back.
The mountaintop conversation.
Oh, Dad, I've completed that peculiar list.
Bloody hell, took you long enough.
Call it, Daddy-o.
Did you get the last thing on the list?
The golden apples, yep. One, two, three, count them.
No, those are for your mother, the last thing.
No.
My quarts of ozo, my booze. Got the lads over for poker tonight. Poseidon loves a royal flush, Hermes loves a flutter, and Thor's planning to get hammered.
Well read. Oh, can I play?
Did you get an invite?
No.
There's your answer.
And finish!
Woo! Oh, my word.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
What is the point, Tom?
Well, there you go.
I mean, what are you aiming to get from
I'm
that?
I'm aiming to get a book published called The Best Stories.
You are wasted here, may I say.
I am.
I literally don't know what's going on anymore, to be honest.
Well, let's have a look back on the show today. We'd like to thank Ben very much for coming in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's such a shame that this one's over. I've really enjoyed this. Me and Will just handed notes about how much we hated the play. Will genuinely just handed me a note that said that was shit, wasn't it?
Oh. I didn't. So, Tom, you know as much as everyone in this room, I bloody love the play.
Okay, right.
So, we're show five. We're show five. We've got one more left. Let me write the play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You take this. We'll see how it goes. I'll tell you what, Jack. I will read it with vigour, and I won't interrupt every fucking time when you're doing it as well. How about that? That's a promise from me to you.
That's genuinely annoyed him as well.
Not annoyed.
Just really pissed off. Why do you take it so serious?
Because it's art, Jack. It's art.
Is it, though? Art is meant to be tampered with, I think.
Go to a museum and punch a Van Gogh painting.
Yeah. No, I just want to say a big thanks to Ben for coming in. It's been a pleasure to see you again, Ben.
That's right. No, thank you.
We don't need to clap him every time.
I'm Zeus, damn it! Yes,
This show's been all about the stuff that we'd bring back, and I thought we brought back quite a lot.
I think we did. I think it's been a successful mission.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, and we'll be brought back next week when we'll be doing our sixth show. It'll be a Halloween special.
It'll be on the subject of fear.
It'll be a little bit spooky. I think we'll be joined by Schaefer Bates, the best impressionist in the land.
In the West.
In the land. Maybe we can get him to do some spooky voices and really theme that shit up.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks.
Oh, hang on, I haven't sworn, have I?
Oh, shit. Wait,
fuck,
drum roll.
Bollocks, wank.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Giving radio the finger.
How did that feel?
That was amazing. I can't do that on Radio 1, so that was fantastic.
Shall we all finish on a nice fuck you to each other?
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you, Ben.
Fuck you.
Yeah, do you know what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Will.
Yeah,
and fuck you, listeners. This has been Jack Mate Show, episode 5. Have a bloody good weekend, will ya?
Bye ya!
Do it again.